revelation to you. You have to recognize that we are not part of the rest of the world. The rest of the world is a physical creature. We are spiritual beings. It just happens to have a body, go through life, and show ourselves like those vocals that we recognize that a Messias is a neshama, and the neshama guides the group, not the other way around. One does that, then mamshir v'atma kdusha l'malo, like it says, v'tishta v'yaisim kdusha, first in the kadosh himself l'mata, kashim v'yaisim l'malo harbo, so the mazir, the kashim of this world, and the kashim v'yaisim harbo. That's what life is all about. We're living in a world which is very confused, and it's going to get worse. As bad as it is now, it's going to get worse. We have to realize that we have a short time in this world, take advantage of it, recognize that everything we have in life is there for only one purpose, to use it for avodas Hashem, for our bodies, for the eating and common physical things, to do it for the right purposes, bring us closer to Hashem, to have prayer to the avodas Hashem. We have money to realize that it's also the purpose is, you know, the of things are important to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, with our Sadhu, we have Seder, to use our thoughts, and they say that today the average concentration span is about less than a minute. So that's today. That's in the world. That's not Kedoshim. The world Kedoshim is possible to have Kavanah for the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Believe it or not, people think I'm joking. It's possible. I'm saying it's easy. It's possible. But we have to have at least aspirations. So if one bracha, another bracha. Klal Yisrael, the name of Klal Yisrael itself is Yisrael. Like we said in the Tfilas, in the Yom Tovim, Shimcha Godol V'Kodesh Sholeinu Terosu. Great name of Hashem, the holy name of Hashem, is called upon us. Because a name is what your nature is. And that's why we are called Yisrael. Because we're the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nation that we've covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is our father. Says, Yisrael, God be crazy, I'm mostly Yish, this is vision to you. The Shvok said, this is something that was written to local people in America 100 years ago. Even in America 100 years ago, where people had in America, the level of Yiddishkeit in America was much less than it is today. Chofetz Chaim never gave up on anybody. Many people say, oh, once you go to America, the game is over. They say about one Jew went to America before World War II, and he went there with all the energy to remain from and not go to Nishyaga. And one day he saw one of his daughters was wearing something a little bit less tzanua than they were used to. And he said, we're packing up our bags, we're going back to Europe. So that's what they did. He went to, I think it was the Belzer Rebbe, and he said, I was in America, and he said, it's very hard, and I saw too much for me, and I'm coming back. So the Belzer Rebbe said, shave off your beard, please. So he said, shave off my beard? Why? I'm the big tzaddik. He said, because if people see that you went to America for a year or two, and you came back with a beard, they're going to think that you could keep the beard on. I don't want people to get confused. You're like an abnormal thing. So anyway, they ended up made a compromise that whenever he hears about someone going to America, he'll tell them that I'm telling you it's impossible. And so, Baruch Hashem, it's possible in any part of the world. And now we have to know that these are the experiences we have. Appreciate our Torah learning. Now we have these long Fridays. The Torah, we see in, historically, whenever the Goffin tries to enlist the Yeshiva Goffin, Torahs happen. And if one of them are going to terrible Torahs, if anybody has extra gunpowder, please donate it to the Israeli army because they're getting a lot of money for hot dogs and other things, but they're having a very hard time getting gunpowder right now. Nobody's willing to sell them. Shem Yirachim. Like I said, recognize this is our greatness, this is what we're proud about, and take advantage of it. Life is not forever. There was a Jew that told me it was fundraising by a very wealthy person who was in his 80s, and the guy was very stubborn. And after a while, the fundraiser got a little bit frustrated. So he said, you know you're not going to live forever. And the guy slammed his hand on the table and said, who said that? It's true, we will live forever, but not in this world. Chaperai, the only Besuah, Tovah, Yeshua, and Simcha for all the